Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can take us with you when you're on the move by downloading the Guardian Radio app onto your smartphone. Or if you are like me and hate your smartphone and wish you still had your bubbler, and it's true, it really is, then you can just live stream from your desktop computer by going to www.guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the live stream link. So I have three lovely ladies in the studio with me tonight talking about two different things. One is we're speaking about Furniture Plus Art with a Heart competition. And talking about that, we have Nikki Saddleton, brand strategist and consultant in the studio. Good evening, Nikki.
Good evening, Amanda.
Who's come back to Blank Canvas because you've been here to speak about brand management and consulting
before. I enjoy my time here.
With UB. We also have Furniture Plus's VP of Sales and Marketing and Organizational Development, Christina Lee Darville. Good evening, Christina.
It is a pleasure. Good evening.
And we also have artist Jalan Harris in the studio with us tonight, who will be talking about her upcoming show at Dungalook Studios tomorrow night. So hi, Jalan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Good to see you. So let's kick off with starting about this art campaign, Furniture Plus's Art with a Heart, which the NAGB and the Smith & Benjamin newsletter is also sort of getting involved with. How did this, what is it, and how did the idea come to you?
Well, so Furniture Plus, believe it or not, because I'm still in shock, Amanda, is celebrating 30 years.
Oh my lord.
I know.
We all try to pretend we're not that old, right?
I have to be over 30 because I certainly didn't get, I was born and
straight to work.
I don't have freaked out of the fact that I'm definitely over 30. We did not have child
Well, you're wearing
labor.
It very well. Wearing it very well.
So we were discussing. I had brought Nikki in, who, again, I got shocked because she had redone our logo quite some time ago that we thought was 10 years ago. In fact, it was 20.
We lost 10 whole years.
Okay, and then we're all aging
of
ourselves.
Denial.
So I called her up and I said, Nikki, it's time. We're 30. We need to redo the brand. We did it 10 years ago. And she goes, I'm not so sure, but sure. And so here we were in the conference room discussing 30 years. And then I got a call from my operations VP saying to me that there were two brand new trucks sitting at the dock in the U.S. Of course, with a blank canvas on them.
Yay. And I said, we like that. We like working the show title in there. We like that. Great.
Perfect.
Love that kind of cross promotion.
And I said, what do you mean we have two brand new trucks?
She's 30 years in the business, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Do you want to come work at the NAGB?
I love to help you anytime. I love the art world, by the way. So I literally was sat in the conference room with Nikki, and I looked at her, and I said, all right, you have 30 days to produce a new logo. And she looked at me in utter shock. And I don't think I've ever had Nikki speechless in all of the time I've known her.
It had been 20 years since I was used to working with you. So
so it was very funny. So we're sat in the conference room. And in fact, there's all this amazing art from Brett Malone in our conference room at Furniture Plus.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Can you please take pictures and send us? Because we're always looking for where our masters, because you know, whenever we're putting on a show, we have to find out where the work is, because have it all.
Well, I'll tell you.
No, really, and people forget about that. We have, you know, we do open calls, and we're like, if you have work by XYZ, so please, by all means, let us know. And anyone listening, if you have work by Chan Pratt, Brent Malone, Amos Ferguson, Jackson Burnside, Stan Burnside, just let us know, because for scholarship purposes, right?
Oh, fantastic.
So anyway, of course, because in 100 years, the scholars want to study these guys, we need to know where the paintings
are. We have all of his art that he'd done as the limited edition, and I
bought
it for my husband.
Right.
And he turned 27, and I bought the 27th.
Oh, wow.
So that, and then I had the ring. Yeah. So we're sat in the conference room. And I founded the Charity of Hope Foundation in 2004, which is advocating on behalf of children in the country, education, so spiritual, intellectual, emotional, physical well-being. And certainly art is one of the best expressions to help children with that, right?
Of course.
And so I'm sat in the room, and I'm thinking about these trucks, oh my God, that are sat on the dock.
Thinking, panicking.
And freaking out. And I'm looking around the room, and Nikki's like, okay, I've lost her. She's in outer space. And I'm thinking to myself, Nikki, here you go. You ready? We have a blank canvas and look at the art around us. What about if we did a national campaign We included all of the children. We get the Charity Hill Foundation, which, of course, is dear to my heart, that brings mm-hmm. the kids in. Mm-hmm. It maps it to Furniture Plus, which is our charity arm. And we have Plus Arts and Culture that we founded in 2000. Okay, I'm really aging myself.
Oh,
when we
my
opened
gosh.
Up Abaco. And we started Plus Arts and Culture that was really also to talk about art in this amazing nation that we live in. The archipelago is filled with creative artists.
I always say we are just, you know, like overflowing with them.
Yes.
And our problem isn't, you know, and then I meet artists around the world and they're like, oh, you work at the National Art Gallery. Can I have a show? And I always say, you know what? The one thing we don't need is more artists.
Yes.
We need curators and we need people writing about art, but we do not need more artists because we have got like really talent. It's how do
in
we
abundance.
Get that?
Yeah,
in abundance. Yes. How do we get that to the rest of the world? How do we find the market for it? Those are, and putting it on the side of buses is one way to do it.
So we sat there, Nikki and I, and I started saying, what about home is where the art is? And she looked at me and I said, oh, art from the heart. Home is where the art is. I'm like, Nikki, we can get kids ages 8 to 18 from all of the schools throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And we can get the National Art Gallery involved and Smith Benjamin. Because, of course, I know Dion since, well, we won't say how long.
I think we've already established.
Dion now.
I think we've already established that we're all over 30.
35. Other than this amazing artist that sits to my left.
I know.
And so hence the competition was born.
Fantastic.
Yes, and so we are thrilled. Our trucks are on the islands. They are sat at our distribution center on Blue Hill, on Independence Highway, and they look spectacular. I was actually teasing both of my managers at the DC and saying to them, excuse me, I did not get a phone call. I rock up, you get two huge, fabulously painted trucks, and you don't give me a call. So I busted their chops. I told them they owe me Bamboo Shack, Crack Kunk, smothered in hot sauce and ketchup,
for
and
all
a
of
brewski.
Us. All of us. So, Nikki, how do you make that reality? I mean, as the brand manager, and then, I mean, so, first of all, you got a lot of ideas. So how do you harness?
She calls me in for this energy depot thing. Like we just do this thing. So that's all she needs me for. We just get in a room and downloads, and the magic happens. You know. So we've had this creative connection for many years, Christina and I, and you know back. Many years ago, as we've established, you know, working with her to develop her Furniture Plus brand, it was the same. And the thing about Christina is she's always had this philanthropy as part of her brand. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it really exciting to work with her. Mm-hmm. For this particular project, and I've seen this throughout her entire organization, is that one of her real skills is to pull together an amazing team.
Mm-hmm.
And she has these amazing people all throughout Furniture Plus. So what she did with this was the same. So first of all was to talk to the National Art Gallery. And I know she's working with Katrina.
Our education officer. Yeah, because we've ran into each other in a restaurant. She was like, I was just thinking I had to call you. And here you are.
So
we're having this competition and you have to tell us.
She's like this buzzing hive that attracts people
So what we did was basically, because we've done so many open calls and competitions, we really just were like, okay, this is how you should do it. This is how you should organize it, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes it's just like, okay, you've got all the ideas, but how does it happen?
Yes.
So we just came in and like decide, okay, it should be categories. So in fact, there's two or three categories. There's an 8 to 9 year old category.
Four. There's actually four age groups.
8 to 9, 10 to 12, 13. Oh, you're right. 13 to 15 and 16 to 18, and they're all being judged separately so that there won't be that feeling of that like someone's, you know, again more capable because they're older. So there's four categories. So children can send in their artwork, and it has to come in by the June 30th.
Yes,
and then their artwork will maybe be on the side of.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
And for sure, I mean, you know, we have, and especially our internal group, we love it when the kids get involved. We mm-hmm. just did a huge campaign with the Cirrus Institute around autism
mm-hmm.
and for Autism Month in April. And this entire school, kindergarten, did all the artwork. They colored Sunny the Seahorse, which is mm-hmm. a logo that
brand,
my team created for Cirrus Institute.
Brand, we're back to branding.
Yes.
Beautiful
and
branding.
I'm on there
I wasn't involved, but it was fabulous.
Yes.
Absolutely fabulous.
And this is the thing. And the kids were so excited. And I think it's just a wonderful way. I mean, there it was. We were spreading the message of autism through art,
mm-hmm.
which is beautiful. So here again, you know, home is where the art is, the heart of everything revolves around the creativity that we see in this country, the flora, the fauna. The colors are just spectacular with our waters. So we are thrilled to have, from such a young age, up to 18 years old, and we're very excited about what's happening. Mm-hmm.
And I think what's also really nice is I was reading the call. So for people that haven't seen it yet, so it's an open call. Any child between the ages of 8 and 18 can apply. There's prizes involved. We can talk about that later in the show. But there's a theme to the competition, and art from the heart, it's not just a kind of clever motto. Mm-hmm. It's that you're asking participants to create art from their heart about the place where they feel the most at home, the most happy, and the most free. And I think that's very meaningful, because right now, you know, we're speaking to the problems young people have today. Yes. And that you are asking them to
dig deep and
to think about that place, yes, and to create that place. Yes. I think that's very meaningful. How did you come
deeper,
up with that?
It is.
Yeah, so Nikki, why don't you talk a little bit about
that? I mean, we really kind of, and just to finish my point earlier, you know, Dion Benjamin was also, again, someone Christine is very connected with, mm-hmm, and felt would be a huge asset to this team, as she has been. We all sat down and brainstormed what would be the best way to kind of reach into young minds and young creativity. And we wanted to give them a real open slate, but we wanted them to really focus on imagination and really think about what home, because home obviously is part of the Furniture Plus brand, mm-hmm, but we didn't want to restrict them to their home or their bedroom. Mm-hmm. We wanted them to really get a sense of where their happy place was, what makes them feel good, where can they envision. And, you know, in a realistic sense, the campaign kind of logistics, you know, if the artwork is going to go onto the truck, then that's a kind of 3 to 5 year proposition. Mm-hmm. It's expensive, mm-hmm, to wrap a truck. So the artwork really has to stand out and be long lasting. Mm-hmm. So we wanted a scene. We wanted something that kids can really project, something that will be interesting to look at when the truck's in traffic, and, you know, all, mm-hmm, these kind, mm-hmm, of things went into the thought process. So, mm-hmm, that came right back to how can we give them a really wide open slate, but, mm-hmm, still kind of keep it brand centric in certain sense.
Yeah. Where's your happy place? And does it have furniture?
Well, and even if it doesn't, it can enhance, yeah, the look of, yeah, your furniture. It's because after all, yeah, you know, we are, you know, this again was, yes, from Nikki from, yeah, a little while back, yeah, when we created our slogan, let's create the beautiful home you desire.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in a beautiful home can be magnificent art, yeah, that, yeah, is from,
course,
your heart,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
So the home doesn't have to be just the furniture. You, yeah, want to accessorize, you want,
yeah,
to accent,
yeah,
you want to enhance, you, yeah, want to, yeah, add to the environment, and certainly beautiful art, mm-hmm, helps to do that.
Absolutely. Well, and whether it's a poster, an original, or whatever, I mean, I think, you know, having something on your walls to, whether it's to make you happy or,
yes,
make you peaceful, or just make you think,
yes,
is really something that
And I do
we
want to
need.
Point out,
yeah,
that anyone that is entering the competition can come into Furniture Plus,
mm-hmm,
in Nassau on Blue Hill Road, and we're also sending stacks to our Grand Bahama location as well to pick up the paper. It's,
okay,
21x9, because you want to read the criteria, because,
right,
in the event it ends up on the truck, we need to have,
yeah,
a certain
right
size.
Okay.
Photograph that,
mm-hmm,
piece, and then be able to blow that up with high, mm-hmm, megapixels.
Okay, great.
So
we will talk about all the details right after the break. We're going to go to a quick one, come back to talk about Art from the Heart and Furniture Plus, and bring in Jalon Harris also to the conversation, talk about her show and maybe what it, how it is, you're a new mother, how this feels to like have competitions like this for young people and creatives. So maybe that's something inspiring also to you. We are speaking with three lovely women tonight in the studio. We have Christina Lee Darville, the VP Sales and Marketing and Organizational Development at Furniture Plus, and along with Nikki Saddleton, who's a brand strategist and consultant, here to speak about the Furniture Plus Art from the Heart competition. And we're also going to be hearing from Jalon Harris, who has a show tomorrow night opening up at Dungalik entitled Sankofa, the Madonna Diaries. And we're going to be hearing more about that at the end of the show. So please stay tuned to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.